before Paul early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back to the Pre-W. Smith Show. Now, featuring a subject matter that's critically important, really, for Michigan, not only currently, but for its future. And that is as it relates to Michigan's ranking relative to other states as a business-friendly climate. Where do we rank? How do we stack up against the other states? Well, Dave Eggert, senior reporter from Cranes, has the story and the information for us. Dave, tell us.
Every year, Business Leaders for Michigan, which is a group of the leading chief executives of Michigan's businesses and universities, compiles a ranking. I mean, they're trying to see how Michigan can stack up against other states on measures like household income, business growth, business climate perception, net talent migration, things like that. And essentially, every year, Business Leaders from Michigan tracks how Michigan's doing. It really wants to see Michigan get into the top 10 states. And this year, Michigan's ranked kind of middle of the pack. Traditionally, the last few years, 10, 15 years ago, it was way down there. And it's gradually been moving its way up. Unfortunately, this year, Michigan dipped two spots from 29th to 31st in the country.
And why is that happening? Why are others gaining traction in this respect? Well, we lost a couple of spots relative to other states in this ranking.
When I talked to Jeff D'Onofrio, the CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, I mean, he said it's less sort of a matter of Michigan declining. It's just not growing as in some of these indicators as much as some other states during the pandemic. It made some gains, but they were slight year over the year. And, you know, a few other states that kind of jumped into the top 10, you know, they just saw more growth. And
right.
Some of that's things that maybe are a little fluky. When you look at the coastal areas of the United States, you've seen some like population migration out of California, out of Massachusetts into nearby states. So some of those states have just naturally benefited from that. So it's not necessarily things that those states did to attract some of that growth. It was just more cost of living, people trying to flee California, you know, maybe to go to Nevada or in Idaho or a place like that, or move out of Massachusetts to go to New Hampshire. So that's kind of the gist of why maybe some states just got up into the top 10. But yeah, you know, I think there's some hope that some of the steps Michigan has taken in the last couple of years will bear fruit. Some decisions that are made out of Lansing, but they're not necessarily overnight fixes.
Right. And on the one hand, you might say, you know, who really cares? We dropped from 29 to 31. But the reality is it indicates either Michigan not keeping pace with others, because it is a relative benchmarking. It's not against a standard. It's against how other states are performing. And so others clearly performed better if we assume that Michigan still performed well. You know, and it's competitive. This is all about the future, in essence, and the economy of these various states and the attractiveness of people and businesses when they make their choices about where they want to live. Everybody wants to live, or most anyway, want to live in an area where there's a vibrant economy and lots going on and, you know, a good tax base supporting good schools and all the rest. And listen, largely starts with what the business climate is like in any given state, because that so directly impacts businesses and it so directly impacts those of us living in the state as well. And so I think this is an important issue. I think this is something we need to keep an eye on. I think it's meaningful and relevant. And I'm just going to go beyond that and say it's a bit concerning, actually, that it kind of speaks to our competitiveness, maybe decayed slightly, albeit slightly, but nonetheless, we'd love to see it going in a positive direction. States like Tennessee, for example, they went up in the ranking, right? In effect, down, but they improved their ranking status.
Yes. I mean, that is a state that Jeff D'Onofrio, the CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, when we talked, he repeatedly brought up as sort of a state to look at. And, you know, what are they doing that maybe Michigan has not done, or Michigan was a little delayed in doing? And yeah, I mean, they've invested money in community colleges, training systems. They've attracted, as we all know, last year, they've got a big investment from Ford Motor Company for electric vehicle plants, both in Tennessee and in Kentucky. You know, and I think Michigan has taken some steps particularly with a new program called Michigan Reconnect, that it essentially is scholarships for people to go back to community college or a certificate program. You know, these are things that Tennessee did years ago. So it kind of takes some time to see the results. But I think there's some optimism there. The new state budget has a scholarship program both for four-year colleges and universities that I think the business community in particular is happy about. I mean, that's a huge issue in Michigan, is just making sure there's the workforce here to fill jobs. And I think that's one thing that has dragged down Michigan's ranking over the last few years is labor force participation. Part of it's an aging population.
Right.
And,
right,
you know, just, you know, who's going to fill jobs? So anything Governor Whitmer, the legislature, the business community can do to ensure that there's talent is important.
That's really critical. It is. It's absolutely critical. Michigan is losing roughly 8,000 people net domestically to other states now. Here's the interesting thing about that statistic, though. The state's population grows by 10,000 annually, but again, I mentioned we lose about 8,000 people net domestically. Of those, 85% have a college degree and 90% are under the age of 34. Those are two demographic categories we don't want to be losing people in. Those are the people who drive the future, and those are the people that are highly relevant to, for example, this ranking. So we don't want to be losing people in the state of Michigan, especially those with these credentials and these demographic profiles. I know that's a key focus.
Exactly. I mean, that's been a focus for a long time, trying to make sure that, especially college graduates, that there's been a tendency that they leave the state, go to Chicago, places like that. I mean, I think there's been some trends that Michigan isn't necessarily way worse off compared to some other Midwest states in that metric, but it's still really important. And Jeff D'Onofrio said one thing he's optimistic about is that the state is starting to spend some money, not just on, you know, like we've always spent on pure Michigan and kind of touting the state tourism is a nice place to visit, but doing more to attract and spend on marketing the state as a place to move to and live in and have a job. And I think you're starting to see more and more states compete along those lines.
It'll be interesting to see where we go. Listen, David Eggert, thank you very much. You're a senior reporter for Cranes. And this is really important stuff and enlightening, and we need to take action as a result of learning where we stand and what we can do to improve. Appreciate it, David.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Running to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.